Flaring line sets correctly and flare torque specs, how to cut, deburr, and form a clean 45-degree flare on mini-split line sets. The torque ranges by line size, and the mistakes that cause flare leaks. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Most ductless systems connect with mechanical flare fittings instead of braze joints. You cut the copper, form a 45-degree cone on the end, and clamp that cone between the service valve seat and a flare nut. Done right, metal-to-metal contact seals it. No solder, no flux. Done wrong, it's the single most common callback on a ductless install. A slow leak that has the customer out of cooling in 3 weeks. A flare is only as good as the prep. The cone has to be smooth, round, square to the tube, and the right size for the fitting. Everything else is torque. How it works, the flare nut pushes the flared cone against the angled seat of the service valve. As you tighten, the soft copper cone deforms slightly to match the harder brass seat, and that conforming squeeze is the seal. R410A and the A2LS run high pressure, so a marginal flare that would have held R22 will weep 410 amps. Two things wreck the seal. A flare that's torn, scored, or off-center it can't make full contact, or one that's over or under torque too loose won't conform, too tight cracks or splits the copper. That's why torque values matter, they're tuned to deform the copper just enough. In the field, make every flare the same way and you'll stop chasing leaks. Cut square with a sharp wheel. A dull tubing cutter mashes the tube oval. Take light passes. Don't crank the cutter down hard or you'll work harden and ridge the copper. Deburr facing down. Ream the inside edge with a reamer or a deburring tool. Tip pointed at the floor so the shavings fall out, not into the line. Copper chips inside a system kill AVs and compressors. Slide the flare nut on first. Everyone forgets this once. There's no opening on a sealed system to add it later. You'd cut the flare back off. Clamp in the flaring bar with the right stick out. The tube should protrude above the bar by about the thickness of a dime to a nickel, roughly 0.5 to 1.5 mm depending on your tool's instructions. Too little equals a stubby flare that won't cover the seat. Too much equals the cone splits or won't fit the nut. Form the cone. A quality 45-degree flaring tool with a clutch it clicks/slips when seated gives consistent results. Eccentric off-center cone clamp and yoke tools work but require care to keep the cone centered. Inspect it. The cone face should be mirror smooth, fully round, no cracks, no tooling lines, even width all the way around. If it's torn or lopsided, cut it off and redo it. 2 minutes now beats a callback. A drop of refrigerant oil on the flare face PoE for 410 amps/A2L systems helps the surface's seat and lets the nut reach proper torque without galling. Optional but it helps. Tighten to spec with a torque wrench. Backup wrench on the valve body so you don't twist the valve. Snug, then torque to the value for that line size. Normal values and targets. Flare torque scales with tube diameter. Representative ranges tech use always defer to the equipment's own figures if printed. Tube stick out for forming. About 0.5 to 1.5 mm above the flare bar, roughly the thickness of a US nickel. Tighter range for the smaller tubes. Use soft annealed refrigeration-grade copper for flares. Hard-drawn copper doesn't deform reliably and is prone to cracking at the cone. Common faults and what they mean. Slow leak at the fitting after a week. Under-torqued or a cone that wasn't fully round. Bubbles or a sniffer at the nut confirm it. Cracked/split cone. Over-torqued. Too much stick-out. Hard copper or a dull cutter that work hardened the end. Cut and redo. Nut won't reach torque/keeps turning. Flare too small to seat, stripped threads, or cross-threaded nut. Back off and inspect. Repeated leaks at one head. Check that the valve seat itself isn't scored or that you're not reusing a damaged flare nut. Tech tips and gotchas. Don't reuse a flare that's been apart and reseated multiple times. The copper work hardens. Cut a fresh one. A backup wrench is mandatory. Torquing the nut without holding the valve body twists the service valve and can crack the body or shift the seat. Now you've got a leak you can't fix with a flare. Over-torquing is more common than under. Guys lean on it to be safe and split the copper. The torque wrench exists so you stop guessing. Tape the open line ends while you route the set so you don't get drywall dust or insulation in the tube. A nitrogen purged, pressure tested set with good flares holds vacuum. If you can't hit and hold a deep vacuum, a weeping flare is suspect #1. Go back and retorque or reflare before blaming the gauge. Safety/code notes. High side pressures on 410 amps/A2L systems are no joke. A blown flare under charge can whip a line. Pressure test with dry nitrogen, never with oxygen or shop air. On a 2L equipment, follow the listing's joint and leak test requirements. Mechanical flare joints are permitted, but the leak test and charge limits per the equipment instructions and refrigerant safety code apply. Wear eye protection when forming flares and when pressure testing.